Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, O heavenly King, the comforter of the Spirit of truth, who art in all places and fillest all things, treasury of blessings and giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity, and save our souls, O good one.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy Lord, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy Lord, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy Lord, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our iniquities.
Holy God, which is in me, Lord, and for me, is for thy name's sake.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever, and in the ages of ages. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Help Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. All things remember in sorrow, holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
For thou art a merciful God and lovest mankind, and unto thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Hallelujah.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us. For laying aside all defense, we sinners offer to thee as Master this supplication, have mercy on us. El Majdilila would have been what Ruhu Kadus.
Now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Open unto us the door of thy compassion, O blessed Theotokos, as we share our hope with thee. May we not be confounded. Through thee may we be delivered from all adversaries. For thou art the salvation of the race of Christians.
Have mercy, friend, O God, according to thy great mercy, according to the multitude of thy tender riches, blot out my iniquity. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my iniquity and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified in thy words who condemn when thou art judged. For behold, thou art shaken in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive thee. For behold, thou hast loved truth, the unclear and hidden things of thy wisdom thou hast made clear to me. Thou shalt sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be whiter than snow. Thou shalt make me to hear joy and gladness. The bones which thou hast broken shall rejoice. Turn away thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, of God, and renew a ready spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and steady me with the guiding spirit. Then will I see the transgressors thy ways, and the entire shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from the guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation. And my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. For had thou desired sacrifice, I would have given to thee. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. Sacrifices to God are a contrite spirit. A contrite in my heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good, O Lord, and thy good will to Zion, that the walls of Jerusalem may be built up. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, the burnt offerings and homeward offerings.
When Israel of old had passed through the Red Sea's depth with dry feet, through the stretching forth of Moses' hand in the form of a cross, they overthrew the Amalekites in the wilderness.
O Lord Christ, have mercy on thy servants. O Lord Christ, have mercy on thy servants.
O Master, the whole earth is filled with thy mercy. Therefore, we who are mystically anointed with the divine oil today, should bless thee with faith to bestow on us
Glory to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit.
Now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Deliver thy servants from the illnesses and afflictions, so that we may assist them again by thee.
O Christ, thy church rejoices in thee, crying aloud, thou art my strength, the Lord is my fortress and my refuge.
O Lord Christ, have mercy on thy servants. O Lord Christ, have mercy on thy servants.
Lord, by thy dispensation, thou hast shown forth an olive branch to be the ending of the flood. Save thy afflicted people by thy mercy.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Quickly look down from on high, O Lord, and through your mankind. By thy prayers, save those who are believing, and through the sinners, walking
in. O merciful one, what a divine river of mercy thou art. What a boundless source of great compassion thou art. Show forth the divine streams of thy mercy, and heal all mankind. Gush forth abundantly the fountains of wonders. Forever turning to thee with fervor, we implore thy grace. Beholding thee, O Son of Righteousness, uplifted on the cross, the church gloriously stands crying, as it is proper. O Lord, glory to thy might.
O Lord Christ, have mercy on thy servants.
O Lord Christ, have mercy on thy servants.
Having now time without his counsel for thy servants, with the seal of the joy of thy mercy, O Master, render down the light that is impenetrable to all enemies, Father.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.
O ever Virgin, most holy Theotokos, my steadfast shelter and my protector, my haven and fortress, my ladder of ascent into heaven and lower, have compassion and mercy on us who have sought refuge in thee alone.
Being the light of my Lord, thou became a light to the world. O holy light that delivers from the darkness of ignorance those who in faith sing praises to thee.
O Lord Christ, have mercy on thy servants. O Lord Christ, have mercy on us,
O Christ, by thy kingdom, by divine spirit, thou hast sanctified both our souls and bodies in an inexpressible manner from on high. Heal us all by thy name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. O Lord, with the voice of thanksgiving, I offer a sacrifice to Thee. The church cries aloud to Thee, for she has been purified from the blood of evil ones, by the blood which for mercy's sake God from Thy side. O Lord Christ, have mercy on Thy servants. O Lord Christ, have mercy on us.
Let no bitter demons lay hold on those who participate in godly atonement and whose senses are touched with it, and surround them, O Savior, with the protection of thy glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
O Mother of the Creator, thou hast manifested thyself in fruitful allergy, and thy divine offspring in thy deed, who wrote the scene to be filled with mercy. Therefore, by thy touch, say the sick, do thy intercession.
O compassionate one, thou art the fountain of mercy and supremely good. Deliver from every affliction those who with fervent faith fall down before thine inexpressible mercy. Pardon them to their illnesses, bestowing on them thy divine grace from on high. The children of Abraham in the Persian furnace, fired by love of godliness rather than by the flame, cried aloud, "Blessed art thou, O Lord, in the tabernacle of thy glory." O Lord Christ, have mercy on thy servants. O Lord Christ, have mercy on thy servants.
When the heads of all are anointed with the oil of unction, grant that, O Lord, by the abundance of thy mercy, the joy of gladness and salvation to those who are asking for thy mercy.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
In a divine manner, thou hast conceived in thy womb, O Mother of God, the one who holds fast all things in the hollow of his hand, and in heavenly thou hast given him a body. Relieve the suffering of the sick, we implore thee.
When Daniel stretched forth his hand, he stopped the gaping mouths of the lions in the pit. The holy young men, being zealous in their piety, girded themselves with virtues and quenched the raging fire as they cried aloud, "Holy works of the Lord,
O Lord Christ, have mercy on thy servants.
In the face of thy mercy, O compassionate Lord, who is anointed by the priest, wash away thy sorrow, the wounds whom we attack, of those who are afflicted by a capacity of illness, so that by thy cleansing they may obtain bodily health and strength.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
The
Theotokos and Mother of Light, let us honor and magnify in song.
The cornerstone that had not been hewn by hand was hewn from thee, O Virgin, the unquarried mount. Christ himself, who had bound together nature that had been divided. Therefore, rejoicing, we magnify thee, O Theotokos. O Lord Christ, have mercy on thy servants.
I am our Lord, the Father of the Sama, O Ali Muhammad the Kalimkul, who has been the Muhammad of the Kuwa the Kalimkul, 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 the
O Lord Christ, have mercy on thy servants.
O most beloved, benevolent Savior, let us rejoice that you call us a godly world. By thy divine heart and function, thou art crowded into the participants as the Son of the Sacred Son.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Thou receivest the praises and petitions of thy servants, O Virgin. By thy prayers, deliver from bitter afflictions and suffering those of you who have sleep thy divine protection.
Blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
For all the powers of heaven praise thee, and unto thee they ascribe glory, to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. It is a good thing to confess unto the Lord, to sing praises to thy name, O Most High, to declare thy mercy in the morning and thy truth by night. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Thou who art alone the speedy helper, O Christ, grant thy favor from on high upon thy suffering servants. Deliver them from their infirmities and their sufferings. Raise them up to praise and glorify thee ceaselessly through the intercessions of the Theotokos, only lover of mankind.
In peace let us pray to the the peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, the good estate of the holy churches of God, and the union of all men, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord. For our Father and Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord. For Metropolitan Bulos and Archbishop Johanna, and for their quick release from captivity and safe return, let us pray to the Lord. For our president, civil authorities, and armed forces, let us pray to the Lord. For this city and every city and countryside, and the faithful who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord. That this oil may be blessed with the visitation, majesty, and power of the Holy Spirit, let us pray to the Lord. For the servants of God who have come to this holy mystery, that God will visit them and that the grace of the Holy Spirit will come upon them, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Calling to remembrance our all-holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Up to this point, we all should be learning that when we talk about praying to God for something, it's not a 30-second thing and somehow we should get it. Or it's not a 30-second thing and somehow we're disappointed because we didn't get it. Since we started the service, what time is it?
7 o'clock.
For the last half hour, practically every hymn that we read or sung, just you and me, cell phones. Practically every song that we sung or read begged God that He would heal us. So many times we talk about the church in a lot of different ways. But the most important thing that the church is a hospital. It fixes us. Whether in this particular sacrament, and I'll get to that in just a minute, whether it's a sacrament of confession, whether it's a sacrament of Holy Communion, whether it's a sacrament of marriage, whatever sacrament it might be, the church is here to heal us. That's the main point of everything we do. Every nickel we beg people for so we can pay for the light, so that we can do the work that God wants us to do, which is be a healing factory. So many times, like a couple of days ago, we had so many people here. I knew them all. We don't see them. You don't see a lot of them. I knew them. Because they were sick and I went to visit them in the hospital. Someone died in their family and I was there and did the funeral. Someone had a baby. And I went and saw the baby. And ultimately baptized the baby. That's what the church is for all of us. Whether we come all the time, or whether we don't come at all. To be there when people need God. We need Him all the time. We get fooled when we think that, well, I'm feeling good. I don't have any health problems. I have money in the bank. I don't have nothing to ask God for. Then stop and thank Him. But at the end of the day, when we have come to participate in these sacraments of the church, they're always for the healing of our soul and body. In a little bit, I'm going to ask us to stand when I'm done. And we're going to read a bunch of hymns to different saints that were saints that healed people. And we're praying to those saints. And after we do that, then we're going to start reading seven epistles, seven gospels, and then there's seven prayers over the oil. And then we end the service, and everyone will be anointed. We come to church not just to see our family and our friends. We come to church because we must realize we're sick. Whether it's in our soul or whether it's in our body, we're sick. All of us. Not just physical ailments. My knee is bothering me. I gotta sit down all the time. It's the spiritual elements
that we can be healed from. We flip page after page in our services. Don't just flip the pages. Pray, listen, beg God to heal us. We need to be healed. All of us. Whether it's physical ailments, and I look around the room and I know a lot of us have those. But all of us have, whether we have physical or not, all of us have spiritual ailments. All of us have sins. All of us are fallen away. And the sacraments are to bring us back to God. The sacraments are to heal our broken hearts. The sacraments are there as a blessing for all of us. In many of the hymns we've said already, it spoke about all those times in the Old Testament where oil was used. Doesn't come out of nowhere that some guy sat down and wrote this service. It's what God has revealed to us in using oil in different types of ways. We use oil, two different kinds of oil, at a baptism. The oil we use tonight will be the sacrament of Holy Unction, which is only for the healing of the soul and body. As I mentioned, I think last night, when people are sick and they're in the hospital, besides being able to have Holy Communion, they get anointed with the Holy Unction. If they can't have Holy Communion because they can't put anything in their mouth and eat, they have the Holy Unction. If they can't have Holy Communion because they're unconscious, they're still living, they have Holy Unction. The sacraments of the church aren't just the seven sacraments. And our kids learn that whatever grade they're in church school. The sacraments in the church are to heal our soul and body. That's what this service is, for the healing of our soul and body. The church, just a couple hundred years ago, placed this service, this sacrament, in the Holy Week. It was never here before, but put it in the Holy Week. For us to have, besides Holy Communion, as we've had the last 4 days, really since Saturday morning, the opportunity for Holy Communion, but also to have this sacrament, to heal our soul, to heal our body. As we continue with the service, listen to the scripture readings. Listen to the gospel readings, many of the words of Jesus himself. And then listen or follow along, if you don't know English. Follow along those prayers. They're so beautiful. And when we can make the prayer of the church a part of us, it's easier for God to heal us. He wants all of us to be healed. I want all of us to be healed. And hopefully you want all of us to be healed. We're not here just for ourselves. We're here for everyone. We'll continue now with the prayers, the troparion, the special hymn to the saints after I do the first prayer of the oil. If we could please stand.
Hila Rabinatu. O Lord, through thy mercies and compassions, heal the disorders of our souls and bodies. O Master, consecrate this oil that it may heal and deliver those who are anointed with it from every sinful passion, every bodily illness, every defilement of flesh and spirit, and every infliction, that in this oil may thy most holy name be glorified, of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Let us all pray together.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
wisdom, attend, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Let us be attentive.
At that time, a lawyer stood up to put Jesus to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read?" And the lawyer answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said to him, "You have answered right. Do this and you will live." But the lawyer, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.' Which of these 3 do you think proved neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" The lawyer said, "The one who showed mercy on him." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do
mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee, hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, visitation, and pardon and forgiveness of sins for the servants of God, Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, Layla, Sahar, and Drula, Salwa, Asma, Georgette, Khalid, Miriam, Naila, Emil, Vera, Alex, Penny, Otos, Vera, Betty, Miriam, Phyllis, Carol, Roland, Ronald, Shauna, Daisy, Ida, Noel, Nimmer, Sally, Nuckley, Nicola, Danny, George, Renee, Ida, Elias, John, Elaine, Eva, Michael, Nancy, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Lana, Patricia, Lucille, Fran, Karen, Mary, Ferris, Sahar, Layla, Crystal, and Nicholas, Shadi, Natalie, and the newborn Isla, Michael, Ola, and the newborn George, Ryan, Lindsay, and the newborn Haley, Marie, Iman, Diana, and the newborn Yazan, our expectant parents, Katrina and Gary, Rod and Sandy, all first responders, and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, team soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, ushers, OCF, and preschool ministry, and for all Orthodox Christians who live and dwell in this community.
For thou art a merciful God and lovest mankind, and unto thee we ascribe glory, to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Let us pray to the Lord.
O thou who art without beginning, eternal in the Holy of Holies, who did send down thine only begotten Son to heal every infirmity and every wound of our souls and bodies, do thou send down thy Holy Spirit and sanctify this oil, cause it to be for thine anointed servants perfect deliverance from their sins and for the inheritance of the heavenly kingdom. For thou art a great and wondrous God, who keepest thy covenant and thy mercy unto them that love thee, granting deliverance from sins through thy holy child, Jesus Christ, who regenerates us from sin, enlightens the blind, sets aright them that are cast down, loves the righteous, and is merciful to sinners, who brings us forth again out of darkness and the shadow of death, saying unto them that are in bondage, come forth, and unto them that are in darkness, be unveiled. For he shone in our hearts the light of the knowledge of his countenance, when for our sakes he revealed himself on earth and dwelt among men. And unto them that accepted thee, he gave the power to become children of God, and he has granted us sonship through the font of regeneration, causing us to have no part in the dominion of the devil. For thou wast not pleased that we should be cleansed through blood, but is given through holy oil in image of his cross, that we may be a flock of Christ, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, cleansing us by water and sanctifying us by the Holy Spirit. Do thou thyself, O Master and Lord, grant grace unto us in this thy ministry, as thou did give unto Moses, thy servant, unto Samuel, thy beloved, and unto John, thine elect, and unto all who in every generation have been acceptable unto thee. And so make us to be ministers of thy new covenant upon this oil, which thou hast made thine own through the precious blood of thy Christ, that putting away worldly lusts, we may die unto sin and live unto righteousness, that we may be clothed in him through the anointing of sanctification of the oil which we are about to apply. Let this oil, O Lord, be the oil of gladness, the oil of sanctification, a royal garment, a breastplate of power, an averting of every operation of the devil, the seal against snares, the joy of the heart, and eternal gladness, that they who are anointed with this oil of regeneration may be terrible to adversaries and may shine in the brightness of thy saints, having neither spot nor blemish, and may they attain unto thine eternal rest and receive the prize of their high calling. For thine is to show mercy and to save us, O our God, and unto thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Al-Hikma.
يجب علينا نحن الأقوياء أن نتحمل وأن نضعف ولا نبني أنفسنا بل ليرد كل واحد منا
And let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Peace be to all.
And to thy spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to thee, Lord. Glory to thee.
Let us be attentive.
At that time, Jesus was entering Jericho and was passing through, and there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and rich, and he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not on account of the crowd because he was small of stature. So he went on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see Jesus, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, he has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, since he also is the son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
Glory to thee, O Lord, glory to thee.
Ila Rabbi Nachlo.
O God, great and most high, who art worshipped by all creation, fountain of wisdom and in truth and unfathomable abyss of goodness and boundless sea of compassion, do thou thyself, O Master, lover of mankind, God of things eternal and wonderful, whom no man contemplating is able to comprehend, look upon us and hearken unto us, thy unworthy servants, and wherever in thy great name we bring this oil, do thou send down thy gift of healing and remission of sins, and heal them according to the multitude of thy mercies. Yea, O Lord, who art easy to be entreated, who alone art merciful and the lover of mankind, who repents concerning our evil deeds, who for the sake of us sinners, being God, was incarnate, and for thy creature was thyself fashioned, thou art he that has said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Thou art he that did seek the lost sheep. Thou art he that did diligently seek the lost coin and found it. Thou art he that has said, he that comes unto me, I will not cast out. Thou art he that did not despise the harlot, who watered thy precious feet with her tears. Thou art he that has said, as often as thou falls, arise and be saved. Thou art he that has said, there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repents. Do thou thyself, O deeply compassionate Master, look down from the height of thy sanctuary, overshadowing us, thy sinful and unworthy servants, at this hour, with the grace of thy Holy Spirit, and abide in thy servants who acknowledge their iniquities and draws near unto thee in faith, and accepting them in thine own love for mankind, forgiving them in whatever they have sinned, whether by word or deed or thought, do thou cleanse them and make them pure from every sin. And being ever present with them, preserve them all the remaining years of their life, that walking according to thy statutes, they may never become an object of mockery to the devil, and that in them thy most holy name may be glorified. For thine it is to show mercy and to save us, O Christ our God, and unto thee we ascribe glory, together with thine unoriginate Father, and thine all-holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Wisdom. Let us be attentive.
Brethren, you are the body of Christ and individually members of us. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles, then healers, helpers, administrators, speakers in various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, do all work miracles, do all possess gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but earnestly desire the right of gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy bark or clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers, understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends.
Peace be to you, reader. Wisdom attend, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Let us be attentive.
At that time, Jesus called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every infirmity. These 12 Jesus sent out, charging them, go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and preach as you go, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. You receive without pain, give. Let us pray to the Lord.
O Master, Almighty, Holy King, who chastises and kills not, who supports them that are falling and raises up them that are cast down, who sets aright the bodily afflictions of men, we entreat thee, O our God, that thou wilt send thy hope, thy mercy upon this oil, and upon them that are anointed with it in thy name, that it may be unto them for the healing of soul and body, and for the cleansing and transformation of every passion, and of every sickness and wound, and of every defilement of flesh and spirit. Yea, O Lord, send down from heaven thy healing power. Touch the body, quench the fever, soothe the suffering, and make every weakness to melt away. Be the physician of thy servants. Raise them up from their sick bed and from their couch of suffering, whole and perfectly restored, granting unto them to be well-pleasing in thy church and one that works thy will. For thine it is to show mercy and to save us, O our God, and unto thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Al Hikma. Linusri.
Compassionate, greatly merciful, plentiful in mercy and rich in good things. O Father of compassions and God of every consolation, who has given us strength through thy holy apostles to heal the sicknesses of the people with oil and prayer, do thou thyself confirm this oil for the healing of them that are anointed with it, for the alleviation of every sickness and every wound, and for deliverance from evils for them that await salvation from thee. Yes, O Master, Lord our God, we beseech thee, O all-powerful one, to save us all and to sanctify us, O thou who alone art the physician of souls and bodies. O thou that heals every sickness, do thou heal thy servants. Raise them up from their bed of suffering to the mercies of thy goodness. Visit them with thy mercies and compassions. Cast out of them every sickness and weakness, that being raised up by thy mighty hand, they may serve thee with all thanksgiving, and that we who now are sharing in thine ineffable love for man may sing praises and glorify thee, who does things great and wonderful, both glorious and excellent. For thine it is to show mercy and to save us, O our God, and unto thee we ascribe glory, to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Let us attend. Let us be attentive.
Brethren, we do not want you to be ignorant of the affliction we have experienced in Asia, for we were so utterly unbearably crushed that we despaired of life itself. Why, we felt that we had received the sentence of death, but that was to make us rely not on ourselves but on God who raises the dead. He delivered us from so deadly a peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will deliver us again. You also must give thanks on our behalf for the blessing granted us in him, answered many prayers.
Peace be to you, reader.
Wisdom attend, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Peace be to all.
And to thy spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to thee, O Lord, glory to thee.
Let us be attentive.
The Lord spoke this parable. The kingdom of heaven shall be compared to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all the virgins rose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise replied, perhaps there will not be enough for us and for you. Go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves. And while they went out to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will come.
Glory to thee, O Lord.
O Lord our God, who chastises and again heals, who raises the poor from the earth and lifts up the beggar from the dunghill, O Father of orphans and haven of the storm-tossed, and physician of them that are sick, who did bear the pain of our infirmities and did accept our afflictions, who shows mercy with gentleness, overlooks transgressions, and takes away unrighteousness, who are quick to help and slow to anger, who did breathe upon thy disciples and say, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them, who accepts the repentance of sinners and has power to forgive many and grievous sins, who bestows healing unto all that continue in weakness and longing during sickness, who has called me also thy humble, sinful, and unworthy servant, who am entangled in many sins and wallowing in the sweetness of passions, to the holy and exalted degree of the priesthood, and to enter within the veil into the Holy of Holies, where the holy angels desire to penetrate, and to hear the evangelical voice of the Lord God, and behold with my own eyes the countenance of the holy oblation, and to be enraptured with the divine and sacred liturgy, who has counted me worthy to minister the sacred service of thy most heavenly mystery, and to offer unto thee gifts and sacrifices for our sins and for the ignorances of the people, and to mediate for thy rational flock, that through thy plenteous and ineffable love for mankind, thou may cleanse their iniquities. Do thou thyself, O most good King, attend unto my prayer at this hour, and on this holy day, and in every time and place, and accept the voice of my prayer, and grant healing unto thy servants, who are weak in both soul and body, counting them worthy of remission of sins and forgiveness of iniquities, both voluntary and involuntary. Heal their incurable wounds and every sickness and every trauma, bestowing upon them spiritual healing. O thou who did touch the mother-in-law of Peter, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto thee, do thou thyself, O Master, bestow healing on thy servants, and an alleviation of every deep death-bearing illness, and remember the riches of thy compassions and thy mercy. Remember that the thoughts of man incline constantly toward evil from his youth up, and that not even one man is to be found sinless upon the earth. For thou, O Lord, art without sin, who did come and save the race of men, and did free us from the slavery of the enemy. For if thou should enter into judgment with thy servants, there is none that would be found pure from defilement, but every mouth would be shut, having nothing to answer. For all our righteousness is as filthy rags before thee. Therefore, remember not the sins of our youth, for thou art the hope of the hopeless, and the repose of them that are weary and heavy laden with transgressions. And unto thee we send up glory, together with thine unoriginate Father, and thine all-holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon,
And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and cried, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely possessed by a demon." But Jesus did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying after us." Jesus answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And Jesus answered, "It is not fair to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly.
Glory to thee, O Lord, glory to thee.
Let us pray to the Lord.
We thank thee, O Lord our God, thou good lover of mankind, physician of our souls and bodies, who painlessly bore our infirmities, by whose stripes we have all been healed. Thou good shepherd who came to seek the wandering sheep, who gives consolation unto the faint-hearted and life unto them that are crushed, who did heal the flow of the woman who had an issue of blood 12 years, who did deliver the daughter of the Canaanite woman from the cruel demon, who did forgive the debt of the two debtors and gave forgiveness unto the sinful woman, who did bestow healing upon the paralytic with the remission of his sins, who did justify the publican by thy work and did accept the thief in his last confession, who takes away the sins of the world and was nailed to the cross. Unto thee do we pray and we beseech thee, do thou thyself, O God, in thy goodness, loose, remit, and forgive the transgressions and sins of thy servants and their iniquities, whether voluntary or involuntary, whether of knowledge or of ignorance, whether of excess or of disobedience, whether of the night or of the day, or if they be under the band of a priest or of a father, or a mother, or if by the glance of the eye, or a movement of the eyelid, or by the touch of adultery, or the tasting of fornication, through whatever impulse of the flesh and of the spirit, they have estranged themselves from thy will and from thy holiness. And if we also have sinned in like manner, do thou forgive, as the good God that remembers not evil, and the lover of mankind, not leaving them and us to fall into a dissolute life, neither to walk in the paths of destruction. Yea, O Master and Lord, hearken unto me, a sinner at this hour, on behalf of thy servants, and as the God that remembers not evil, overlook all their iniquities, free them from eternal torment, fill their mouth with thy praise, open their lips to the glorification of thy name. Stretch forth their hands to the performance of thy commandments. Guide their feet in the path of thy gospel. Strengthen all their members and thoughts by thy grace. For thou art our God, who through thy holy apostles has commanded us, saying, "Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." And again, "Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained." And as thou did hearken unto Hezekiah in the affliction of his soul in the hour of his death, and did not despise his prayer, so hearken unto me, thy humble, sinful, and unworthy servant at this hour, For thou, O Lord Jesus Christ, art he that in thy goodness and love for mankind did command to forgive even unto 70 times 7 them that fall into sins. And thou repentest concerning our evils and rejoices over the return of them that have gone astray. For as is thy majesty, so also is thy mercy. And unto thee do we ascribe glory, together with thine unoriginate Father, thine all-holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Let us be attentive. Wisdom. Let us be attentive.
We exhort you, advise the faint-hearted, help the weak. Be patient with them all. See that none of you repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to all. Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophesying. But test everything. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly. And may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless. At the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Peace be to you, reader.
Wisdom, attend, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Peace be to all.
And to thy spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to thee, O Lord, glory to thee.
Let us attend.
At that time, when Jesus passed out from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as he sat at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when Jesus heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the but sinners to repent."
Glory to thee, O Lord, glory to thee.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee. Hear us and have mercy. Again we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, visitation, and pardon and forgiveness of sins for the servants of God, Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, Layla, Sahar, and Drula, Salwa, Asma, Georgette, Khalid, Miriam, Naila, Emil, Vera, Alex, Aniotos, Vera, Betty, Miriam, Phyllis, Carol, Roland, Ronald, Shauna, Daisy, Ida, Noel, Nimmer, Sally, Nuckley, Nicola, Danny, George, Renee, Ida, Elias, John, Elaine, Eva, Michael, Nancy, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Lana, Patricia, Lucille, Fran, Karen, Mary, Ferris, Sahar, Layla, Crystal, and Nicholas, Shadi, Natalie and the newborn Isla, Michael, Ola and the newborn George, Ryan, Lindsay and the newborn Haley Marie, Iman, Diana and the newborn Yazin, our expectant parents, Katrina and Gary, Rod and Sandy, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, team soil, altar servers, altar society chanters, choir, church, school ushers, OCF and preschool ministry, for the pardon and forgiveness of their sins, and for all pious and orthodox Christians who live and dwell in this community.
For thou art a merciful God and lovest mankind, and unto thee we ascribe glory, to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Ila Rabbi Natlu.
O Master, Lord our God, physician of souls and bodies, who restores from transitory sufferings, who heals every infirmity and every wound among the people, who desires that all men should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, and who desires not the death of a sinner, but that he should turn back and live. For thou, O Lord, in the Old Testament, did appoint repentance unto sinners, to David and to the Ninevites, and to them that were before them, and likewise at the advent of thy dispensation in the flesh, thou did not call the righteous, but sinners to repentance, who did accept the publican, the harlot, the thief, and the blaspheming persecutor, the great fall, through repentance. Though thou through repentance did accept Peter, thy foremost apostle, who denied thee three times, and did promise him, saying, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and I will give thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Therefore we also, good one and lover of mankind, having boldness according to thine undeceiving promises, pray unto thee and supplicate thee at this hour. Hear our supplication, and accept it as incense offered unto thee, and visit thy servants, and if they have sinned by work, or deed, or intention, or in the night, or in the day, if they be under the ban of a priest, or fallen under their own curse, or be embittered by any oath, and have cursed themselves, we entreat thee, and we pray thee unto thee, and we pray unto thee, loose, remit, and forgive them, O God, overlooking their transgressions and the sins which have been committed by them, whether in knowledge or in ignorance, and in whatsoever they have transgressed thy commandments, or have sinned because they bear flesh and live in the world, or because of the action of the devil. Do thou thyself, as the good God who loves mankind, forgive, for there is no man that lives and does not sin, for thou only art beyond sin, who art without sin. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy word is truth. For thou didst not create man for destruction, but for the keeping of thy commandments, and for the inheritance of life incorruptible. And unto thee we ascribe glory, together with thy Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. At this time, we do what's the final prayer of seeking God's forgiveness and absolution. And that prayer entails using the gospel, and as you'll hear in the prayer, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But in the meantime, we can all come forward in the aisle and on the front here in the church, and if we can kneel down. Desires not the death of a sinner, but that they should turn back and live. I lay not my sinful hand upon the heads of they, of them that come to thee in sins, and ask of thee through us for remission of sins, but through thy hand, mighty and powerful, which is in this thy holy gospel, I pray with them and entreat thy merciful love for mankind, which remembers not evil, O God our Savior, who through thy prophet Nathan did grant remission of his iniquities unto the repentant David, and did accept the prayer of repentance of Manasseh. And do thou thyself, in thy customary love for mankind, accept thy servants who repent of their sins, overlooking their transgressions. For thou art our God who hath given command to forgive even 70 times 7 them that have fallen into sins. For as is thy majesty, so also is thy mercy. And unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, together with thine originate Father, and thine holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Wisdom.
Christ our God, the existing one, is blessed always, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Most holy Theotokos, save us. Glory to thee, O Christ, our God and our hope. Glory to thee. Christ our true God, through the intercessions of his all-immaculate and all-blameless Holy Mother, by the might of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplication of the honorable glorious prophet, forerunner and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious and all-lovable apostles, of the holy, glorious and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, of the great martyr George the Trophy Bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of our father among the saints, the Apostle James, the first bishop of Jerusalem and brother of our Lord, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind, through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy on us and save us.
Amen. You may sit.
Just a couple of announcements. Tomorrow morning we have the Vesperal Divine Liturgy of St. Basil the Great. Most importantly, we have that service because we remember the institution of the Last Supper, the mystical supper, the body and blood of Christ that he gave to his disciples, his apostles, on the night before he was betrayed. We'll celebrate that at 10 o'clock. Following that service, the last number of years, we've had the Lenten potluck meal. If you would like to bring something, because we normally have a nice group of parishioners here for the service, please see my wife, Leslie. Don't just bring something without telling her, because she wants to know how late she has to stay up tonight to cook food. Just kidding, honey. Anyway, please see her before you leave tonight if you'd like to bring something. As I mentioned, because many of our kids are in school this week, we have a letter that you just have to fill in their name, explain to the teachers or coaches or whoever it might be about our Holy Week this week, and if the children would like to get excused absences so they can participate in the services, namely tomorrow and on Friday. This letter is in the lounge on the little shelf there, and I encourage you to take it. The last thing I wanted to mention is that in the lounge, on the lounge table, there's a sign-up sheet for the Holy Friday Vigil that you can sign up and read in half-hour time slots with another person, read back and forth, Arabic, English, English, Arabic, Spanish, whatever language you want to use. You're more than welcome to do that. And as a reminder, this is a sacrament of the Orthodox Church. First, only Orthodox are allowed to be anointed with this oil. It's different than other oils we have, like at Vespers, and we bless the five loaves and the wheat wine and oil. Anybody can be anointed with that, and we anoint anyone with that. Because this is a sacrament in the Church, it's only for Orthodox Christians, and you need to be prepared by having the sacrament of confession in the last couple of months. If you haven't had the opportunity for confession, please do not come up, because I don't want to embarrass you, and I don't want you to get mad at me. That's why I make this announcement all the time before Holy Communion and for the unction service. So please, please, it's only for Orthodox, and you have had to have a confession within the last couple of months. God bless you, and may God heal all of our souls and bodies.